Spotlight. This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on Operation Brahma and India's humanitarian assistance and disaster relief HADR efforts. The participants are Anil Wadhwa, former ambassador, and Deeksha Saxena, Akashvani correspondent.
An earthquake of 7.7 magnitude struck Myanmar on 28th March. A series of powerful aftershocks have also rattled the country. Responding swiftly to the crisis, India has dispatched teams for relief and rescue operations and also sent in tons of relief material. The operation has been named as Operation Brahma. To discuss this and more about India's humanitarian assistance and disaster relief, HADR, I am now joined by Ambassador Anil Wadhwa. Ambassador Wadhwa, welcome to Akashvani News.
Thank you very much.
Before we get into the subject, let's listen into what MEA spokesperson Mr. Randhir Jaiswal said in a special briefing about Operation Brahma.
15 tons of relief material have been sent out to those parts of country which need help. These 15 tons of material comprise tents, blankets, essential medicines, tarpaulin, sleeping bags, gensets, solar lamps, food packets, kitchen sets, etc. Also essential medicines.
Ambassador Wadhwa, as we all know, a powerful earthquake has not just jolted Myanmar, but also affected the Thai capital, Bangkok, and parts of China. For the benefit of our listeners, could you walk us through Myanmar and explain exactly where did the earthquake strike and what other places have been affected by it?
This was a 7.7 magnitude earthquake that struck central Myanmar. Mandalay was the central point, and this happened on March the 28th. So it's one of the strongest quakes to hit the region in many years, and it also caused some severe damage in neighboring Thailand. There were some other countries like Vietnam, Laos, and Cambodia, which also felt the quake. Now, the scale of destruction in Myanmar is still being assessed, but it could take weeks to determine the accurate. The death toll is mounting. 1,700 people so far have been declared dead, and its economic damages could actually surpass its entire GDP. And although we know that the country is still struggling with a very brutal civil war for the past 4 years in the aftermath of a military coup that culminated in the arrest of Aung San Suu Kyi, Myanmar now faces an even greater humanitarian crisis, which is quite obvious. And so we've had historic monasteries, pagodas, even mosques crumbling. And so that's a terrible situation to happen. Now, there's a shadow national unity government in Myanmar, which coordinates the popular struggle against the ruling military. And that has announced a unilateral partial 2-week ceasefire to facilitate relief efforts. And the junta also, which has made a rare appeal this time for international assistance. So India, acting as a first responder, has been quick to dispatch this humanitarian aid to Myanmar. Now, what is important here to note is that Prime Minister Narendra Modi actually spoke on a phone call with Senior General Min Hwang Liang, who heads the junta. So this is his first call with a military leader since the February 2021 coup. And India has actually acted in the spirit of Vasudeva Kutumbakam. So this Operation Brahma, which India has launched, that involves the Army, Navy and Air Force. All of them have been deployed. So multiple aircraft have departed, with the first carrying 15 tons of relief material and 2 ships, which is INS Satpura and INS Savitri, carrying 40 tons of aid. So that happened on March 29th. They went to the port of Yangon. 2 more ships are expected to reach there soon. Then the Indian Army has also established a 60-bed medical treatment center with 118 medical personnel to provide critical care. And 80-member National Disaster Response Force for rescue operations has also been dispatched. They have equipment like concrete cutters, drill machines, canine squads to assist local authorities in rescuing people, because people are still trapped under the debris. And I think, given India's very strong track record of providing emergency aid abroad during natural disasters, health emergencies and conflicts, this was not surprising, because India has responded in the past on many, many such occasions.
Ambassador Wadhwa, I would like to understand from you, how important in these situations is the assistance from other countries? You mentioned that Myanmar has asked for rescue and relief operations, precisely assistance from friendly foreign nations. Are these relief operations voluntary, not just in the case of Myanmar, but in the case of other countries as well?
Yes, of course. It all depends on what the policy of the government is that point in time towards accepting foreign relief. Obviously, the situation in Myanmar is such they could not have coped with the situation themselves, and therefore they are welcoming any sort of foreign relief and assistance. But India has done its bit, and I'm sure we will continue to do so in the future as well.
India believes in Vasudeva Kutumbakam, which means world is one family. In case of disasters, not just in South Asia, but even beyond that, India has been one of the first responders. HADR is the mandate of the Indian Armed Forces, be it the Indian Army, Indian Air Force, or the Indian Navy. Is there any policy of the government on HADR, and how has this shaped India's soft diplomacy?
India does not have a designated HADR policy, but it has provided humanitarian assistance and has been involved in relief measures outside its shores. Primarily, HADR effort is managed by the Development Partnership Administration Division of the Ministry of External Affairs, and that coordinates with the Ministry of Defense, Ministry of Home Affairs, and other civil society organizations to undertake these operations. In emergencies, they could be because of armed conflict or because of natural disasters. And so when the HADR takes place outside India's shores, then of course the airlift and the sea lift operations become very critical to India's HADR toolkit. And for that to happen, therefore, there has to be an involvement primarily of the Indian Navy, because there is a limit to how much air operations can be carried out because of the amount of cargo that can be carried. So unless it's a country like Nepal, which is next door, where many sorties can happen, when it's a country like Myanmar, then we have to reach that country through various means. So it's just not only the air, but also the sea operations, which become critical. In the past, and if you go back to 2004 tsunami, when India's HADR operations actually started on a large scale, and from then on have become much more than before in scale and also in terms of complexity, we find at that point in time, India has mastered a number of nuances as far as the outreach of the Navy is concerned. So security and growth for all policy in the region, that has become to surface only after 2004. And then if you take into account all the cyclones in the region which have happened, including in Myanmar, then we had the Malaysian Airlines Flight 370, which disappeared. Again, the Navy had a big role to play. In Maldives, when the water crisis happened in 2014, the Indian Navy sent ships loaded water and desalinization plants to the Maldives. And so these illustrate that the HADR complexity of India's operations abroad has not just been confined to the neighbors, but also to other places. Then we came to COVID-19 pandemic, where the Indian Navy deployed ships which carried food items, medical supplies, and COVID-19 related goods to various nations. That was not just in the neighborhood, but also to Mauritius, Seychelles, Madagascar, Comoros, etc. So all these require a very coordinated response, and we find there's much more involvement of the Indian Armed Forces in HADR operations abroad.
I would also like to understand from you, India has always respected the sovereignty of any country in which it is providing assistance and relief. Does it play in the favor of Indian diplomacy when it comes to extending a helping hand to any country in distress?
Oh, absolutely, because India does not force itself with its relief efforts as far as any country is concerned. If we see the response of the countries, historically, we find that almost each and every country has responded positively and has been thankful for these relief efforts, except for Pakistan, which needed relief very badly in the aftermath of the floods, and it refused Indian assistance at that point in time. But except for that, I can't recall any other incident in which the Indian help was spurned or which was not appreciated. Even in Turkey, when relationship was not very good and Turkey experienced an earthquake, the Indian hospital near Istanbul was one of the primary hospitals to go to in that situation. So we've had always a goodwill which has been generated by these efforts, and this goodwill is actually long-lasting. It leads to many other positive developments in the psyche of the countries which receive assistance.
Very briefly, if you could explain us, how has the shift now taken place? Earlier, most of the countries in distress were relying on Western countries' assistance for HADR. But over the period of time, particularly in the Indian Ocean region, India has emerged as the first responder. What is the reason behind this shift?
So the main reason behind the shift is, first of all, the demonstrated willingness and the ability of India to provide humanitarian assistance and disaster relief, which has actually enhanced its reputation as a very responsible and capable global actor. And that's why India is seen as someone which can be relied upon in these situations. If you look at the capabilities of other countries, because of the fact that India has the kind of experience it has gathered since 2004, also the amount of disasters which keep striking the region, especially South Asia, where India has played a helping hand always, not only for the internal disasters which happen along our coast quite regularly. Floods happen in India quite regularly, as you know, because of the vagaries of nature in this part of the world. But that has also led to a buildup of very important capabilities on a scale which very few countries have. And therefore, you find that whether it is China or India, they have a better capability today than some of the Western countries who don't have that kind of a capability because they are not used to coping with situations like this within their own countries or even outside their territory. So as India expands, as its naval forces expand, and its experience leads it to become much more refined in its efforts in HADR, India will keep on becoming attractive to other countries of the region and beyond.
Lastly, Ambassador Wadhwa, very briefly, if you could just explain this to us. Are most of the relief and rescue operations bilateral, or is India involved in any sort of multilateral or regional mechanism for HADR?
Most of these efforts are bilateral. If you look at what I had enumerated to you since 2004, what India has done in Asia as well as in Indian Ocean, the Arabian Sea, off the coast of Africa, even in terms of the Pacific, where India has lent a helping hand either through financial help or through capability of mitigation. We also have taken part in collective relief efforts, the prime example of which was tsunami. And when tsunami happened, because of the scale at which it happened, there was a need for many countries to come together. And that's the time that India came together, as I said, with Japan and Australia and the United States to put together a first-class, first-responder effort, which is still remembered even till today. But at the same time, there is also countries like France, with whom India has worked with off the coast of Africa and in territories which fall under the jurisdiction of France today, like the Vanilla Islands and the Comoros, for instance, or even in a country like Madagascar, which used to be under the influence of the French. Plus the fact that there are a number of island territories where India and France have worked together. We've also worked together with some other countries like Australia and with the United States in building jetties, for example, in the Pacific, like in Fiji. So all these are multilateral, plurilateral efforts. But I would say primarily the operations are bilateral in nature, where a group of countries perhaps come together, but they're all putting in their bilateral efforts with that country and gets pulled in into a much larger effort, but nothing which can be coordinated in this situation very easily.
Thank you so much, Ambassador Wadhwa, for joining us tonight on Spotlight and sharing insights about India's HADR activities in this time of crisis in Myanmar.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
You were listening to a discussion on Operation Brahma and India's humanitarian assistance and disaster relief HADR efforts. The participants were Anil Wadhwa, former ambassador, and Deeksha Saxena, Akashvani correspondent. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.
Spotlight.